V-Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national
anthem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Hi. We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
I don't give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15-hooker gangbang.
Snakes. Why do you have to be snakes?
Ron, I know it sounds harsh, but God does not want her to live.
All right, guy.
It's all part of the plan.
All righty, kiddies, it's Tuesday night. You know what that means. Someone forgot the donkey porn. On the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces. On the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 View from Vegas, guys are getting out of here. God, I love you guys. I don't understand a damn thing about horse racing, but I got an idea what I'm doing this weekend. Holy shit. So, how was everybody's evening? I know mine was damn fine. Gonna go ahead and run the boys down here. Oh my bejesus. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Brought to you live every week here by the good folks at LV Rocks and Fox FM. Wow, look at that. I'm on two places at once. Who'd have guessed that shit, right? Oh, man. It has been an interesting week for yours truly. My birthday is on Friday. Plan on getting really, really drunk. Also had some great feedback from last week's show, The Art of the Cover Song, even if Trencher did put the wrong name on there. It was a great show. I got some great feedback. A couple of emails, if you can believe that. Someone was disappointed, though, that I did not play Buck Cherry's Anything in the tribute show. Now, this is the same person who requested Buck Cherry for this week's show. So, Joker, look, I love you, man, but what the hell? You got a little bit of an obsession with that band. You might want to, you know, cool it off. All right, gay. Anyway, so we are moving right along with this week's show. This week's show, the theme is shit from bands you know, but haven't heard or haven't heard in a long time. There's a lot of deep tracks out there, and I hate to be that guy who says, oh, I got to play all the deep stuff to show just how much I know about the bands, but I really do know a lot about the bands. That being said, we are going to play some deep cuts from some bands you know. We're also going to play a couple of songs from bands you don't know and need to know, and we're going to play something in here that you may know but didn't realize you knew. It's one of those kind of deals. So, moving right along, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We're going to start off this week with a request of all goddamn things. I can't believe I actually got one of these. We are going to play a little Buck Cherry. Again, band you know, song that you should know.
I guess we're doing Too Drunk to Fuck, right?
Summertime, I quit my job cause it gets in the way. I find a party by the ocean, by the cheapest wine. Call all my friends and come and waste the day. I got a dime bag, corduroys, colored sleeves, and a bindle and some LSD. Now I'm just looking for a
girl to me to help me to forget my name. I could spend my lifetime getting high. Now I wanna live in a shooting tie. Most of us are just living a lie. Try to get fucked up every night. I'll get drunk all night. Oh, I'll get drunk all day. Oh, I'll get drunk all night. I'm sorry, but I have to say you're too drunk to fuck. To me, I put some pussy on layaway. I was smoked out, tore up, drunk as fuck, and I wouldn't want to change a thing. Young and dumb and full of cum with the sugar loaded candy cane. I could spend my lifetime getting high. Now I wanna live in a suit and tie. Most of us are just living a lie. So I get fucked up every night. I'll get drunk all night.
Gotta love that, don't you now? That was Buck Cherry's Too Drunk to Fuck. I don't think I've ever actually been too drunk to fuck. I know I've been too drunk to get a hard-on, but I'm always ready to fuck. Which is probably one of my greatest downfalls. So, moving right along. You know, I say that entirely too much. Awkward silence. Anyway, so we're listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. That would make me Mr. Murphy. And this is Power Hour. Man, I kick ass. You are listening live here on LBRocks.com, or you are listening live on FoxFM.com, or, hopefully, because I don't see him in the chat room, you are listening to the podcast that is so graciously downloaded by my friend Treasure, who you will hear with me live every Friday on SpankWagon.net from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Isn't that interesting? So, back to songs that you should know from bands that you already know. One of those bands is the Dust Brothers. Dust Brothers have a very interesting sound, a very interesting feel. They do a lot of soundtrack work. That being said, they put together a really cool soundtrack for Fight Club. Most of Fight Club's music, almost all of it, was all instrumental except for two songs. One of the songs was the Pixies' Where's My Mind, that everybody on the planet knows. The other one was this.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right, your pain, the pain
There, that's for those of you that say I never play enough classic rock. That was Dust Brothers from the Fight Club soundtrack with This Is Your Life, followed up by 38 Special, Hold On Loosely. A great song that you never hear enough of. I cannot get enough of that song. Whenever I hear it, I just get all jazzed up and I really dig it. I don't know if it really qualifies as what some people would call a deep cut, but I think it's, as far as 38 Special goes, maybe. But it is something that you don't hear enough of. That being said, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Hopefully you're listening to us live. I see there's a couple of you out there in the world. No sign of anybody in the chat room, which kind of makes me a little nervous. Because, Trench, you're supposed to be in the chat room and recording this. I really hope you are. So, anyway, tonight's show is all about shit from bands you know, songs that you should. That being said, we have heard a couple of different things so far. We're going to go on to one of my favorite bands of all time, that being Cake. And this song is a great one. It's off of the B-Sides and Rarities album, and it's actually a bonus track. It's one that not a lot of people knew about, and it's one that I really dig. The name of the song is This Love? And hopefully you really dig it. Now that was badass. That is a live track, by the way, and it's a bonus track, and it does go on for a little bit more, but no. Anyway, so welcome to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. It's good to see Trencher has popped up into the chat room. I was a little nervous because I've actually found people listening to the show. They download it and they listen to it. I've had a couple of people tell me, dude, it's not bad. You actually play some pretty cool music. Yeah. So tonight's show, again, is all about songs from bands, the bands you know, the songs you don't. And it's an interesting concept. It's not all that unfamiliar. There are a lot of stations and a lot of CDs out there that really kind of focus on deep cuts. Well, I'm not just doing deep cuts. I'm also doing songs that you remember and then said to yourself, oh, crap, I haven't heard that in forever and a day. Of course, with 38 Special, Hold On Loosely. This next coming song is one that I think falls into that category. It's Rolling Stones, and it's off of the It's Only Rock and Roll album, which is a very cool album. It is a cover, but again, it's one that's done really well. I could have thrown it into last week's show, but I decided not to. I decided to throw it in tonight. So we're going to listen to some Rolling Stones here. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Thank you, Mick. Holy shit. God damn, I love the Rolling Stones. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ain't Too Proud to Beg, excuse me, by the Rolling Stones. Again, it was off of the It's Only Rock and Roll album. Very cool album, one I definitely like. I actually have almost the entire Rolling Stones catalog on my computer, and I'm very, very happy about that. So, tonight's show, again, is songs from bands that you know, but the song you don't, or you haven't heard in a while. This next song, though, is one that kind of goes outside of that. I'm pretty sure that almost none of you have heard this song before, unless you've listened to Spankwagon Radio, or you own Burnout Paradise City. The name of the song is Fight Music for the Fight. The name of the band is Bromhead's Jacket. Bromhead's Jacket. This is one of those bands that you stumble across and you're like, holy shit, this is awesome, and no one's ever heard of it before. I've only found them in one or two other places. I can't even find them on goddamn iTunes. Really dig the band. Really dig the song. And this is one of those songs that you're going to be hearing, and you're really going to want a copy of it, and I highly recommend you obtain it from somewhere, hopefully legally.
In the back of his mind, he could have been a prize fighter like Muhammad Ali or maybe Prince Nazim. But in school he was preyed upon right from the very start for being way too petite and a little light on his feet. Just once he heard that on, he was bullied at school, but just a few years later he became the Terminator. He turned his mind to steak and weights. It's time to get those bullies back, it's time to get those bullies right back. Looking for some skinny kid to break some bones. Looking in the mirror at his t-shirt's getting tight. He's praying to the god of war because he wants to fight tonight. In the background you can hear the CD spinning in a prayer. This is fight music for the fight, this is fight music for the fight. Taking their toll because Muhammad Ali, oh man, his plan's been deployed. He's turned from victim into the oppressor. Yes, he feels the satisfaction when he hears those people catch him. Every time he throws a fist, he feels he's getting a back. For every time those knobs flush his head down the bomb. So every night you'll catch him on the door at the club. At his head, his eyeballs popping. Yes, you'll see them heads are knocking. He's looking for some skinny kid to break some bones. Looking in the mirror and his t-shirt's getting tight. He's praying to the god of war because he wants to fight tonight. In the background you can hear the CD spinning in a player. This is fight music for the fight. This is fight music for the fight.
How you like them apples? Fucking love that song. It seriously just makes me want to go out and punch somebody in the mouth. Okay, maybe that's not such a good thing after all. Oh, man. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. Live every fucking week from 9 to 10 p.m. Sometimes longer if shit goes crazy in the studio. You'll also find me live on Fox FM every week from midnight to 1 a.m. Same day, Eastern Time. That's right. So you people on the East Coast can hear me. People on the West Coast can hear me. And all you people in the middle, just go fuck yourselves because I'm not doing the math for your time zones. You can hear me wherever you want. You can also go to spankwagon.net and download this as a podcast, which is completely alien to me. When I first started this, I said, no, I just want to do it live. No podcast. Don't record this shit. I don't want there to be any record of this because I know I'm going to fuck up. And Trent said, no, dude, it's cool. And he put it up. And then people downloaded it. And they told me they downloaded it. And they sent me emails about it. I was blown out of my head. I was, holy shit, are you kidding me? People actually taking time out of their lives to listen to what I think about music? It fucking blew my mind the first time I heard that. Dude said to me, dude, I downloaded your show the other day. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, man, your music show. Wait, what? Yeah, man, it was great. Play some great music, man. You should play some more of this. And I said, what? What do you mean you downloaded my show? This is supposed to be for my personal amusement. Hell, if anything, it's me coming up with some sort of a demo tape. Yeah, like any radio station would ever take me. Like any radio station would take anybody from Spankwagon. Jesus Christ, we're the most offensive sons of bitches out there. We actually had to have a conversation the other day in which I said, you know, maybe I'm going a little too far on the racist stuff. When I recognize I'm going too far on the racist stuff, it could be a hint. Anyway, that's not what this show's about. No, this show is about music. Music I think is cool, music I think that kicks ass, and music I think that deserves to be played more. Tonight's show, specifically, is songs from bands you know, but the song you don't. Great case of that. is this next song right here. It's called Ralph Wiggum. It's from the Bloodhound Gang. It's off the Hefty Fine album. It's one of those songs that you just stop and say, wait, what? Am I really hearing this right now? Did he really say this? For those of you that haven't kept up with Bloodhound Gang, they've had a very interesting story, a very funny way of doing things. Jimmy Pop, he's, yeah, dude, he's the whitest guy in the universe, but he can rhyme.
I'm going to Africa. Yes, my mom, Hubbard was president.
I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are
This is why I don't trust music.
You'll lose your head.
Because it does that to me. All right, guys, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live here on LV Rocks and on Fox FM and on some sort of podcast thing. Tonight's show is deep cuts or bands you know, songs you don't, or some shit. That was my King Cash impression like that, or some shit. So, yeah, dudes, we're going to go ahead and play some more 80s metal that you heard a million times over. Fried so many brain cells with your bong token that... Did I forget to mention I like man ass? Anyway, that's my King Cash impression. Yeah, Trench is like, what? What's going on? He's ending 20 minutes. No, I'm not. I made a mistake. I checked the wrong box. It happens. So, coming up next here, band called Everclear. Great band. Not many people know this, though. Before Songs from an American Movie and a couple of other songs, they sucked. No, I'm kidding. Before Songs from an American Movie, which volumes 1 and 2, and then some 10 years long greatest hit CD, they weren't a suck mom 94.1 slow rock, easy listening, your kids are safe to listen to this band. No, their first two albums, Sparkle and Fade and So Much for the Afterglow, were pretty much about drugs, more drugs, and bad relationships. Who would have guessed, right? So I'm a huge fan of Everclear. Pre-pussy Everclear. That's also when Art Atraxis, he's the lead singer, he wound up with a tumor on his vocal cord, and I think he had to reevaluate his life after pretty much almost dying and, well, losing his ability to sing. So this song is off of the Sparkle and Fade CD. It's the first CD, well, the first commercial release CD anyway, and it is a great song. The name of the song is Chemical Smile, and it's one of those songs that you just can't get enough of because it's mainly about drugs and bad relationships. Like them apples. I'm a huge fan of Everclear. Like I said, pre-pussy soccer moms listening to this shit on the way to the carpool Everclear. You can keep that brown-eyed girl and fucking all that pussy ass When We Break Up music and Wonderful and AM radio. You can keep those songs and stick them right in your fucking colon. Give me some fucking good old-fashioned I'm about to OD. You make me feel like a whore. Goddamn Everclear. The only song off of the So Much for the or not So Much for the Afterglow, off of the God, what album is that? The Songs from an American Movie Volume 1 that I liked was Unemployed Boyfriend, and even that just had a horrible feel to it. Some guy walking up some random chick and saying, "Hey, I won't treat you like shit, I promise, even though we're both staying in an unemployment office, so I have no way to fucking provide for you." That was a good song, but the rest of that album just blew monkeys. So did the second one. It was just horrible. And the goddamn cover, ah, Christ, whoever the art director on that was need to be shot in the mouth with a harpoon gun. All right, so moving right along, we are going to talk about a band here that I almost can guarantee that you've never heard of, because I hadn't heard of them until fairly recently. Name of the band is Cactus. Yeah, Cactus. The album is Restrictions. Now, when I first heard this song, I said to myself, wow, this doesn't suck. I just randomly bumped into it out in the world. It's a very cool song from a very cool band, and from what I understand, this is one of their deeper cuts. Name of the song? Evil. And that is Evil by Cactus. I don't even know how to really... I don't really even know how to qualify Cactus. Yes, it's Cactus from the 70s. It's one of those bands that you may have heard of and just kind of glossed over. They didn't have a huge following, but they were just really cool. And the guitar riffs in that are just awesome. There's a lot of power involved there. It's a very, very neat song. I think it's one that definitely needs a little more radio play, but it won't happen. Yeah, okay, so we're going to go right into the last couple of songs here, so I don't have a whole lot of time left on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live every Friday, or excuse me, every Tuesday from 9 to 10 Pacific. That's midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern. And I'm also live on Spankwagon Radio every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Tune in this week because it's my birthday, and I'm sure something fucked up will happen. By the way, Trench, you and I need to get together later. Apparently, Mr. Jeremy wants to be paid. That sucks. All right, so moving right along here, one of my all-time favorite bands, Pearl Jam. Big Pearl Jam fan, always have been. This is a song off the Vitalogy CD that, again, fucking nobody heard. And there's a good reason for that, because it freaks people out. We'll be right back.
tricks on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Well, folks,
people you hate,
that's about it for me.
We'll get there.
You've been listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, live here on LV Rocks and on Fox FM. Be sure to download the podcast.
They'll tar you and drag,
yeah, why not?
You, town.
You can hear me fuck
but
up all over the place.
Still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
Big thanks to all of you that stuck around listening tonight.
Like to leave
both of you.
Before the end of the show.
Big thanks to Trench for recording this thing for me. And to LB Rocks. Jimmy, I love you. Thanks for letting me hang around in here and do this. Guys, little news for you. The Power Hour, not going on a hiatus, but it's getting shifted. There's going to be another show on here Tuesday nights, which means the Power Hour will be every other week. It will not be every week, but it'll still be a great time for everybody.
We'll get their hooks into you.
Also, thanks to the guys from Canis Hosting. Dan, thanks for letting us have some web space. Big thanks to Jimmy at LB Rocks. Big thanks to Trench. Big thanks to all the bands whose music I play. And thanks to you guys for the emails, for the instant messages.
Don't like to leave before the end of the show.